Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com. Or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Michigan took apart Washington 34-13. Was not a just, you know, unwatchable blowout, but certainly was not really competitive. For a time, you know, Washington was within a touchdown, but for the most part, Michigan had its way with Washington. And Jim Harbaugh, Rob, we disagreed on whether or not he had, you know, kind of done the job, so to speak, before the game. I felt like just getting them to being, I think what everybody would say was a top five program in the country now, was getting the job done, because Michigan had never really been that. And you felt, though, that he had to win the game and win the championship to complete the job. So our disagreement doesn't matter. He has clearly completed the job and gotten Michigan its first national championship, Rob, since 1948. So 75 years. What are your thoughts?
This should be a nice story, Chris, with a nice bow. Finally, the maize in blue, they finally get their national championship their fan base has been wanting for so long, and hopeful and euphoric, and my God.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming, right?
But they can't fully embrace it or feel good about it. Michigan's national championship is tainted. There's no way around it.
Wow.
It is tainted. If you were to touch it, you would have to wash your hands.
Oh, wow.
It's stinky. I'm sorry. I know the Michigan faithful are feeling like, oh, my God, we did it. We're the greatest. Jim Harbaugh was 5 minutes away from being tarred and feathered and run out of Ann Arbor. That's how bad it was. It was horrendous what had happened. So much so they embarrassed him and made him take a pay cut. He went to
was before this.
He went to, well, I'm just talking about his whole story. So, I'm talking about his whole story, that's where he
that
was.
That makes it the good story. Yeah.
No, that's not. Because with the turnaround also coincides with certain coaches and people being involved in the university. And for Jim Harbaugh to stand up there and talk about that they were innocent and they didn't do anything, how could that be, Jim Harbaugh? Why did you get rid of two coaches this past year?
Right.
I wouldn't have got rid of anybody, Chris, if they were innocent. Would you?
No.
I would have stood up for those guys.
Just out of loyalty to your guys, right?
If you're innocent, are your coaches that you hired and you paid. So why did you get rid of them during your undefeated championship season if they didn't do anything wrong? Why did you accept the suspension at the end of the year, Chris, when they had the big game against Ohio State? You were the one who stood up there and said, I want my due process. I want my day in court. And then when the conference came and showed you what they had, Chris, you hightailed it, and all of a sudden that didn't matter to you. How can you sit here, be a Michigan fan, wear the winged helmet and all that, and act like nothing hey, there's nothing to see here. Michigan football is just like the Houston Astros. They're stinky. They're cheaters. There's a reason not to feel good about this championship. And you know what, Chris? It's just a matter of time before it all comes out in the wash, because there's an investigation that is not complete, and we will find more results. This team was going nowhere fast, and all of a sudden things changed the last couple of years when this guy who was roaming the sidelines, wearing disguises, and apparently stealing signs, all of a sudden turned the fortunes of Michigan around. That's why I'm not going to embrace it. When I see the final investigation, Chris, and if they say they're totally exonerated, it's a mistake, I'll embrace it. But until then, I'm keeping my arm's distance to that championship. And if I was near it, I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole.
Wow. Where was the music?
This was one without music. It was all
right. Wow. I thought the dun, 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 dun.
I didn't feel enough passion there.
Thank you.
All right. Look, obviously they cheated. All right. But there are degrees.
You're even on board with that, Chris.
Well, with that. Yeah. I don't feel like you do about the championship. I almost split it into two things. Like the football of it, the sport. Do I feel like Michigan is the best team in college football? Can I say with some degree of certainty that they are the best team in college football and deserve this championship? My answer to that, Rob, is yes. Now, I can't totally get mad at those that would say, but because you never know, right? I mean, my thinking, Rob, is that early in the season when they may have been cheating, right? I don't know if the cheating was it the previous years? Was there some this year? Early in the season, if the cheating was going on during these games, I mean, these teams were not very good teams. And Michigan was routing everyone just embarrassingly. And so I don't think Rutgers or Nebraska or Bowling Green was going to beat Michigan. When the reports came out and when Harbaugh was suspended, at that point, I mean, I find it hard to believe they were still cheating. I think you'd probably even agree with that. So when the cheating we would believe, when it presumably stopped, they still beat up Penn State. Maryland, okay, they're not that good. Beat Ohio State without Harbaugh. And beat Iowa in the Big Ten Championship, and then rolled Alabama, and of course, Washington. So I think they proved what we would presume would be post-cheating, and I'm not condoning the cheating. That's bad. He's been punished. 3-game suspension, beginning of the year, 3-game suspension, end of the year, maybe more will come. But I think just on the field, Rob, they prove that they are indeed the best team in college football. So I can respect that. But the cheating, you're right. I mean, and I don't know. It'll be ugly if it's some serious cheating scandal over the past 2 years when they did turn it around that could put a damper on it. But right now, I feel like Michigan fans feel fine. I know my daughter feels great about it. I don't have a problem with them. I think they proved it on the field, so I'm okay with that. But, look, what you said certainly has merit, because whenever you cheat, You can't get mad at people for holding it against you.
100%.
If some people want to be like, hey, it wasn't that bad, I'm good, you know, that's fine too. But if some want to be like, no, I'm sorry, you cheated, you can, you just got to, you got to take your medicine. You got to accept it because you did cheat. You did do something wrong.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Aaron Rodgers, I don't ever remember a guy being injured, out for a season, and making so much noise, right? This dude is the most, and I get it, the Jets, they're the Jets, okay? But still, he is by far the most talked about Jet, the most news-making Jet this season.
Yeah, but let me just say this. I hear you, but that's because he has a paid gig to be on every week. That's not, he's not. I hear what you're saying, Chris.
He don't need the money. It's $1 million.
I know that. I know that. But I'm just saying, like, it's a weekly appearance.
But if you go,
that's why
there,
we hear more about him.
No, because everybody else talks weekly too.
No, he not, just not on that stuff. Platform. I'm just saying.
They get other guests. Do you hear about any other guests on that show? All we hear about is Aaron Rodgers because he says stuff, and that's the thing. I hear you. He's on the show weekly, but all the players get interviewed after games, after practices every day. So They're all talking too, but he's making.
You know, you don't have access to players every day.
No, not every day. Well, not football. Yeah, but still, they're talking during the week. Some of them, are on local radio shows, and some of them do national radio interviews, and obviously they speaking after the game, and so is the coach. But anyway, here is Aaron Rodgers. Rob G, summarize the latest. Now he's battling with Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, just quickly, Rob, you know, Nick Saban and J.J. Watt also do interviews on that show, and you never hear anything about what they said.
Nick Saban, like, I never heard one thing.
No, but my
or J.J. Watt.
They don't say anything, but my point is, but you were making it like for somebody who's injured, you're hearing them, and all I was saying was that he has a natural platform. Do you see what I'm saying?
Gotcha. Well, let's get to the latest with Aaron Rodgers.
And Nick Saban, Nick Saban hasn't said anything in 40 years.
But he still gets these great ads with Coca-Cola.
They do.
He does.
That's because he's attached
and
to winning.
And Aflac,
that's right.
Because he's attached to winning. You know that. That's all that is.
Until this year. Anyways, Aaron Rodgers, we talked about it last week, ruffled a lot of feathers when he said in the Pat McAfee show, quote, "There's a lot of people, including Jimmy Kimmel, who's really hoping that Epstein list doesn't come out," which many interpreted as him insinuating that Jimmy Kimmel either is or associates himself with pedophiles. Of course, we saw some documents come out in the coming days, and what do you know? Jimmy Kimmel's name was not listed anywhere in the deposition or any of the documents that became public. Well, about a week later now, a week to the day, Aaron Rodgers finally spoke about his controversial comments, and here's what he said.
"And I said, a lot of people, and I'm quoting myself here, a lot of people, including Jimmy Kimmel, are really hoping that doesn't come out. End quote. That's what I said. That's the entire quote. Okay? I was referring to the fact that if there is a list, which again, this hasn't come out yet, this was just a deposition, right? And there are names on it, then that would be the second time that a soft brain junior college student, you know, wacko, anti-vax, anti-Semite, purveyor, spreader of misinformation, conspiracy theorist, MAGA, whatever other things have been said by him and other people in the media would be right twice."
Okay, so it sounds like, Rob, what he's saying is that he was saying when he initially made the comment that Kimmel wasn't afraid of the Epstein list coming out because he might be on it, but he was afraid of it coming out because Aaron Rodgers would be right about something else. So, I mean, that's plausible, but here's the thing. No one took it that way.
Well, Chris,
and
Chris,
the first first time you said it, no one knew all the things you just clarified. So you owe that man an apology.
100%, because, but this is where, Chris, and I'm with you. If you have to clarify it and you weren't clear on why people took it the way that they did. And number two, if there was a journalist or somebody there, once he said it, Chris, could have immediately said, "Do you have breaking news, Aaron? Why would Jimmy Kimmel not want the list to come out?" And then there's your moment for him to make it.
Yep.
That's why you have to have people there as safeguards so that stuff. Why, Chris, we say it all the time, we're not bragging, we're trained journalists. We would not let anybody come on our show. We just had Mike Lombardi on, Chris, right? Me and you both love Mike Lombardi.
Yep.
When he poo-pooed the cheating scandal with Michigan, can we just sit back? Right? No. He was on a team, an organization that cheated.
Right.
That's all.
No, and that's where, Rob, it's not just about trying to trap the person you're interviewing or trying to get a great quote. Some of it's clarity, and that oftentimes can protect the person being interviewed.
And Chris,
this would have that would have protected Rodgers.
And ESPN. ESPN.
Right. And you know that turned into a big stink with ESPN.
Dude, they had to apologize because they don't want to be a part of something. You can't throw people's names out and insinuate stuff. You can't.
Yeah. Nah, you're right. That's a great point in how having a journalist there who would have asked Rodgers, well, hold, Jimmy Kimmel, is he, what's the news on him? What do you have on him?
Right. Why would he
care? That would have protected Rodgers. Now, yep. Rob, I do question. I think it's very possible, just knowing his track record, that Rodgers is blowing smoke, right? That Rodgers really did want to jab Kimmel. You know
right,
what I mean?
Put it right. Make it.
And yeah, associate him with that, even if he knew it was false, and just throw it out there and not knowing the rules, you know what I mean, of libel and all that stuff. But it would have came out, and he wouldn't have been able to say what he just said if that was the case. Like, if he would have doubled down, oh, no, I'm telling you, I've heard things. You right. know, then now you can't tell this lie if it's a lie that you just told to clarify it. But the bottom line, Rob, and look, Rodgers is he's one of the greatest people to ever throw a football. He's one of the greatest at something that the world has ever seen.
There's no doubt about it. Anybody right. who says anything other, they're kidding themselves.
No, right.
You don't have to be online with everybody up and follow their politics or their right. thought process or their comments or whatever. But for what he did in his professional career, he is one of the greatest who ever did it.
To ever
it's just
do
that
it.
Simple.
And I think, I guess, Rob, and it doesn't happen with everybody, but I guess that can also, when you are the best to ever do something, or one of the best to ever do something, maybe you just get full of yourself. You know, because why wouldn't you go on there and say, look, I meant it an entirely different way. I didn't mean that Jimmy's name was going to be on the list. I didn't mean he's a pedophile. I don't think that at all. But I didn't clarify it. Chris, and so I apologize for that. Like, why couldn't you say that?
I'm with you 100%. If I said something to you and you said, hey, Rob, that offends me, okay? That would be my chance right there, Chris, to say, if I really didn't mean to offend you, Chris, I apologize.
Right.
Okay. The only reason you wouldn't say that, apologize, means that you tried to. Because if someone says I'm offended and you don't mean to offend somebody, it's a real simple fix.
Right.
Oh, Chris, I apologize. I didn't mean it in that way.
Yep.
I didn't mean it in that way. There's no way. I don't know anything about the list. There's no way I'm saying Jimmy Kimmel is involved in pedophilia. No. Oh, my God. No, that's not what I meant. That's all.
I'm going to say this about Rodgers, Rob. And, you know, his teammates voted him most inspirational Jet this season. And, you know, I was saying all year that his working out to try to get back, whether it was for attention, whether it was selfishness, whether it was a farce, whether it was unrealistic, whatever the motive, I did think that would motivate his teammates, that would inspire them just to see this 40-year-old guy working
his
butt off.
Yeah, that was always
your
get take.
Back.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they confirmed it, so to speak, by making him the most inspirational. Rob, I think the best thing for him to do next year, if he wants to try to have the best season that the Jets can have, and look, I'm not telling him he can do what he wants. I don't want to take money out of anybody's pocket. But I'm just saying this. I think the best thing for him to do would be to forego the weekly interviews and just say, look, it's all about football. This year, and he said it yesterday, I believe it was yesterday, but it was this week
about
for sure.
About all the BS?
Yeah, like, let's leave the BS out the building. Well, most of the BS is coming from your interviews every Tuesday.
And then everybody else has to respond to it or comment about it.
Rob, how inspiring would it be if he says, look, y'all, preseason meeting, it's all about football. Nobody thinks we can do it. I saw our defense. I watched our defense all last year. You guys were great. I saw Garrett get 1,000 yards receiving and break a Jets record you don't have to diss the quarterbacks, but, you know, with our quarterback situation, with a bunch of different guys throwing him the ball, I saw Breece run hard. we got a I'm going to do my job, fellas. We got a chance to do something special. And so it's all football. I'm not doing my weekly shows. I'm not talking about all this other stuff. It's all football. Now, he can talk Rob privately about all that stuff with his teammates, with whoever. But just don't – that's what I would say. I think that would send a message to his teammates that, yo, this season is going to be different. And I don't know that they're going to be any good. He's 2 years removed now from playing some good football, so he may not be that great. But, Rob, let's keep it real. If their defense is really good and he's just mediocre next year, I mean, they could be okay. Because we saw that with Cleveland, yeah, Pittsburgh, but, you know.
But you also know, like, Miami and Tua, Buffalo, Chris, ain't no cakewalk.
Oh, no. I'm not saying I'm picking them to do anything. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Right. I'm just saying that to them, too. Right.
Yeah, I agree with
you. Yeah, but it ain't going to be easy.
No. They're going to have their hands full. I mean, if they just make the playoffs, that'll be good for them next year.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, speaking of Michigan, our next guest was the quarterback there, and now he's a college football analyst on Fox Sports. We welcome in Devin Gardner. Devin, what's up, brother?
My gosh, how are you?
Doing great. Devin, I want you to know I thought about you last night when Michigan won the championship, and I figured you were in your living room watching the game, and you thought to yourself, I wish they would have cheated when I was a starting quarterback at Michigan. Maybe I'd have a championship.
That, Rob, you never cease to amaze me. I was wondering, what is he going to say? There's nothing he can say. They dominated them. They beat Bama, all these things. And somehow you surprised me with that. Very good. Well played.
Oh, there's plenty for him to say.
Thank you.
He got more, too. Do you,
well played.
Devin, and Rob is going to go here, but do you feel like in any way this championship is tainted?
Absolutely not. All right, because the one reason it would be tainted was because of the, and I'm doing air quotes, can't see me, sign-stealing thing. And I think that kind of should be dispelled unless you just want to hate when you don't have the signs and you beat Ohio State, and then you don't have the signs and you beat Iowa in the championship, and then you don't have the signs and you beat Big Bad Alabama Roll Tide. And then you don't have the signs you win a national championship going away in a very convincing fashion. I don't think there should be any taint or asterisk or anything like that.
Well, Devin, here's the problem. And he stood up there and said that they didn't do anything, they're innocent or whatever. But the way he backed down to the Big Ten after he wanted his day in court, he can't say nothing happened. He threw two of his coaches off the boat, okay? He threw them off during this championship undefeated season. If they did nothing wrong and those are my guys – And I hired them, I would not have put those guys off the team if our hands are clean. So there's already an admission of something was going on there, and there's a further investigation that hasn't been finished.
Well, the reason he threw those guys off of the bus is not because they did anything wrong. It's because of them, when the NCAA tried to go through their investigation, they almost tampered with evidence, I guess you could say. Like, they were misleading, and so the whole thing with Harbaugh was like, hey, I'm going to be forthcoming. I'm going to give you all the information you need. And if a coach were to do that, now I have to back down because people in my camp have kind of misled them and made them think that we are doing something, right? So I have to get rid of them, and I have to back down and take this three-game suspension. And they still found
out. What are they hiding, Devin, and being misleading about if nothing went on? What are they misleading about?
Well, I'm just telling you right now, the NCAA, I remember when I was in college and I was driving one of my best friend's car and they put me in a room nice and cold, they offered me a cigarette and they made it seem like I was a criminal. They made it seem like I was a criminal, right? And so they treat you like this. And so maybe the coaches are trying to disarm the kids like, hey, man, maybe don't say that. Maybe don't say this, just because you don't want them to continue to press you on things that maybe you aren't prepared for. They treat it like the FBI. I'm just telling you, I've been there. Right?
You don't need to be prepared for truth. Remember that. You don't need to rehearse.
These college kids are not ready to be interrogated. By the FBI. To talk about truth
and what you know? I'm sorry.
You don't know what's going to happen. It doesn't matter what the question is.
Answer it truthfully and you're good. Devin, what do you need to prepare for?
Like, that's what we think. That's what we want to think. But that's not always the case, and you know that for a fact.
Devin, a lot of people think this will be Jim Harbaugh's last game in Michigan. What do you think, and what do you think he should do? What do you think he will do or should do?
I thought that it always was contingent on what J.J. McCarthy was going to do. And I think that he kind of left us a nugget with SVP. And it's a masterful job by SVP because everybody else goes with these straightforward questions. And then he just dodges them and deflects, right? You can't ask him these straightforward questions. But SVP kind of tricked him into answering the question of for his future when he said, hey, when do you start doing stuff again, you know? When do you start – you know, you get off of this high from the championship and start again. And he said, yeah, I told the guys that we're going to push spring ball back a month, right? And so that kind of indicates maybe he was always planning to come back. Obviously, things can change and different things like that. But if J.J. McCarthy stays, which I think he almost has to right now to improve his draft stock, I think that he stays because he doesn't want to leave him, a kid that he has made it very clear that he looks at as a son.
I think the time is right for him to move on, especially because of the pending investigation and the idea. And if I'm Jim Harbaugh, I still hold, I'm still a little, you know, sore at Michigan because he was pay cut and they were ready to run him out of there. He went to the Minnesota job, you remember, in the NFL because he went there on National Signing Day thinking he was going to be offered that job. I mean, if you remember that. So he had one foot out of Michigan. So if I have a chance to go out on top and before the S hits the fan, right, with the investigation, I think I take it. And there are jobs out there and there's money to be made. And you can wash your hand. He did his job at Michigan. What's left?
He did. Rob, the one thing I think we're underestimating, and to me and you, that sounds like a great idea, right? Just because you did your part, you kept your promise, and now you can go get paid and go get other things that you desire. But I think we're kind of underestimating how much this man truly, truly loves Michigan. Like, he grew up in Michigan. Like, he is, like, bred from, it seems like, birth. He went to Pioneers, right? Pie High, right across the street.
That's a high school across the street, Chris.
Yeah, right across the street from Michigan, right? He has been in the shadow of the big house And then he finally gets his opportunity. Obviously, the whole turmoil, I think that he'll look past that and just kind of bring them to the table with a contract that is almost absurd where he gets so much money because he loves Michigan. I think he truly wants to stay at least until J.J. McCarthy's gone.
Well, you keep mentioning McCarthy. Talk to me about his prospects in the NFL. You know, he's been a game manager at Michigan, and he's been a great one, but, you know, we haven't really seen him carry an offense with his arm. So what kind of NFL prospect do you see him as?
So the one thing that I started kind of talking about when I call games about guys is kind of changing that narrative of game manager to game controller. Right, and I think there's a difference there, right? A game manager, just don't mess it up and whatever. But a game controller, when you need a play, he makes a play. When you don't need him to play, he doesn't mess it up. You know what I mean? Right, and I feel like he did a very good job this year of being in control of games. And so it's a little more inside and nuanced than you can see just watching him on TV. Right, changing protections to protect himself, something that he's going to be asked to do at the next level that most college quarterbacks do not do, and that's why they struggle at the next level. Being able to make throws when his back is against the wall, being able to make timely runs, and being able to have enough humility to stay out of the way when you don't need them. I think that's an underrated skill because so many quarterbacks get in their own way because they want to win the Heisman. They want to have all the guardy stats. They want to be famous. And I think that his humility allows for him, along with his development, as a pure progression read passer, and he has good accuracy, good arm strength, I think he's a good NFL prospect. Now, would I take him number one overall? Absolutely not, because he, like you said, hasn't proven that he can throw the ball 40 times a game and make sure that you win the game on his arm alone. But all the other stuff, as far as mentally understanding the quarterback position in itself and having the tools to be able to do that, I think that he's a first-round pick for sure.
How about last thing here? When you think about it, forget about 1997 and the mythical national championship, but the first outright championship for Michigan since 1948. When you think about that, do you go, how in the world could this program not have won a national champ? Bo Schembechler was coach.
Yeah.
You know what
I
mean? Like it's mind-boggling. I know people hold Michigan because of the history that they have and how long they've been there and all that, and, you know, in college football and all the wins.
Of course.
But the lack of being wins, I mean, like
that,
it's shocking, isn't it?
Guys, I talked extensively on a show called The Rally today about what this win means. And I think it kind of legitimizes all the things that we say as Michigan people and as Michigan fans that maybe it's not quite true, right? The 1,000 plus wins and all of that, it means nothing essentially because we didn't win the big one. We never got the chance to get to the big dance and win it, especially outright as of late in this century when everybody's playing football, right? And the kind of elitist attitude that Michigan fans have, it was almost for so long just because you didn't prove it on the field. You got a bunch of wins, but it didn't mean anything. And not to mention, Ohio State was dominating us for so long. But I think that Jim Harbaugh has restored all those things. And now everybody can walk around with their chest out and say, hey, we are the blue bloods in college football because we now do have that undefeated. Only 15 teams have gone 15-0 and won a national championship undisputed, and Michigan is one of those teams. It was special.
All right. Congratulations, man, on the championship.
They cheated.
I think you know my daughter was a graduate of Michigan, or is, in 2020, so she is all hyped up. So
tell her I said congratulations.
Will do, man. Thanks for coming on, and have a good
night. All right, love you guys.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.